What Am I Chewing is a production of Wistful Thinking, brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things movie, nostalgia, and more, check out cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome to What Am I Chewing, the podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hi.
And she's already chewing. And we are joined today by Cage Club co-founder Joey Lewandowski. Hi, Joey.
Hi, I'm not chewing yet.
Thank you for following the rules,
Joey.
It just looks so good, I couldn't help it.
I am a rules follower.
All right, Joey, you're our guest of honor today. Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Hang on.
Care to away finish. From the microphone so we don't mix up chewing sounds.
I'll turn my mic.
All right. I'm chewing something that I picked for specifically because I think it's going to have a sound you can hear, but we'll see how it goes.
All right. Yeah, I hear it. Pretty good crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it sweet or savory?
It is savory.
Okay. Is it carbohydrate based?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Is it a vegetable?
Yes.
Are they veggie straws?
No.
But are they some sort of, like, extruded puffed vegetable product?
No.
Kara's always listening for puffed sounds.
I think that was the very first one we did, so it's, like, imprinted in my brain.
Okay. Is it like a straight up vegetable in its original form?
No.
Okay. Is it a dried vegetable of some kind?
No.
Is it potato based?
No.
Is it baby carrots?
No, but there's some carrots in here.
Are you eating a salad?
No, but I also feel like this is the kind of gray area where you're like, is a hot dog a sandwich? And the answer is yes, but it's not quite a salad, but it's not a salad.
Is it coleslaw?
It is.
I love coleslaw so much.
This is the coleslaw that I made for my barbecue.
How is it?
It's very good. I like it because it's very simple. So I bought the pre-shredded. It's like a mixture of carrots and cabbage and red onion, and then I mixed up vinegar, sugar, salt, and pepper, and then just coated in there and let it sit, and it's good to go.
Nice.
Yum.
And for the record, coleslaw, 100% a salad.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure, and I felt like if I said yes, and oh, maybe
disagree.
Not 100%.
I disagree.
Well, why do you disagree? I mean,
it's not a salad. It's coleslaw.
But to me, it falls under the salad category because if we look at other things that are salads, there's kind of like two categories, right? Well, three if you count Jell-O salads, which I am not. A regular salad, which is like a bunch of vegetables, or like macaroni salad or something which has a bunch of mayonnaise on it, and coleslaw is just those two things together and smaller.
But it's a slaw.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
It's a slaw. Which, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what that is. Nor do I know why this one is a coleslaw. But you could have, like, broccoli slaw.
You could.
Yeah, which would also be a salad.
No, it's a slaw.
All right. Well.
Is this the final episode? Is this going to be the fight that breaks you two up forever? I also made, but I didn't choose because I felt like it would have been, didn't have enough mouth, not mouth feel, but mouth sound for the podcast. But I made a pasta salad as well. Which was just the tricolored pasta, like the rotinis, with a jar of Italian dressing and diced up peppers, diced up cucumbers, and shredded carrots, all mixed up. A refreshing, light snack. But now
Does anyone care about why it's called coleslaw? Because I know the answer now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Lay it on me.
The term coleslaw arose in the 18th century as a partial translation from the Dutch term...
For salad?
No. No. Well, okay, let me keep... Hold on. As a partial translation from the Dutch term coleslaw, a shortening of cool salad, which means cabbage salad. It was commonly called...
Whoa. Rush past that second syllable.
It's just... It's a slaw. It's not... It's not...
What was the original word?
Coolsla, K-O-O-L-S-L-A, which was a shortening of cool salad, which is K-O-O-L-S-A-L-A-D-E.
Oh, so weird that the word salad is in there.
Yeah, but it's not a salad. I mean, it is a kind of salad, but it's not...
It's a salad.
I have reasons.
Okay, fine.
It's just, you wouldn't call it a, like, I would not call it a salad first.
No, of course not. But
if you're having to,
if you drill down on it, ultimately, it's a salad.
Whatever. Agree to disagree.
I'm okay with that.
Who wants to chew next?
Well, Kara's already chewing, I feel
She's
like.
She's already chewing, yeah. Do you want to just keep chewing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it coleslaw?
It's not coleslaw.
What if all three of us had coleslaw?
Is it an apple?
It is not.
Okay, it just sounded like... I wanted to sort of take my shot, you know what I mean? And is it a fruit? Is it fruit-based?
It is a fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a citrus fruit?
Nope.
Is it a pear?
Nope.
Is it... Ooh, I don't know if this is good. A thing, and I also don't know if when you answer the question, if it's going to help me at all. Is it a seasonal fruit, or is it around all year long?
You can buy it all year long, but you wouldn't want to. I only buy it, like, when it's in season.
It feels like most things now are just available all year long. Like, there's things that are better, yeah, for sure, like in the summer or whatever, but it feels like you can get everything all the time now, right?
That is true, at least in the United States, just like the way that our food system is set up and the way that we ship food around the world for little to no reason. But good news, we have a forthcoming corn and soybean crisis because the Midwest has been underwater all spring that they missed their planting window.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Is this, so it's a spring summer fruit?
Mm-hmm. I'd say more of a summer fruit.
Okay.
Watermelon.
Not a citrus based. Not.
It is watermelon.
Oh.
It's so good.
I would put that, like, first on the list of summer fruits. Yeah, like, I would never eat watermelon any other time of the year.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I can't remember the last time I had watermelon.
I try, like, in, like, midwinter when I'm feeling, like, particularly sad and wintry. I'll, like, see watermelon in the grocery store and be like, ooh, and I'll buy it and then I'll get it home. And it's all mealy and tasteless.
Ew.
It's terrible.
Mealy fruit have you one of the grossest mouthfeels in the whole world.
It's so true. I was worried that this wouldn't be very good because I bought it. When did I buy it? Friday? I didn't get a chance to eat it until today, which is Monday.
I'm sort of surprised. It sounded less... Not. I think this is a bad word for it, but mushy than watermelon? Like, it sounded more solid, more like a...
Yeah, this is a very crisp watermelon.
Okay.
It's great.
I think that's what threw me off.
Yeah. Maybe you're just eating mushy, mealy watermelons.
Maybe.
But to paint a picture for you, I am eating directly from, like, the quarter slice of the watermelon. Like, I did not cut it up into pieces.
So it's, like, all over your face is what you're saying.
Oh, no, I'm taking off pieces with a little melon baller.
Oh, you're so fancy.
I know. Yeah, my boss gave me this melon baller because she was like, we don't want this, do you want it? And I love it. It's great. It's like a special fancy fruit spoon.
Nice.
Jordan, do you have a food to chew?
Yeah, I could chew mine.
Because we've knocked two of these out in like 8 or 9 minutes. Like, this has been a pretty quick...
Let's go. Okay, ready?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's quite quiet.
Yeah, I will tell you that a couple of minutes ago, I think it would have been a little bit louder.
Okay.
It sounds based on your words, sticky. Is it sticky?
Part of it is.
And a couple of minutes ago would have been louder, which means that it melted a bit?
Or... No.
Or... What? Wait, why would it have been...
Is it...
Time sensitive.
Episode title right there. Is it time sensitive?
It's, I mean, I'm still eating it. It's fine. This is definitely something that's better, like, if you eat it right away.
Is it
a baked good?
No. I mean, technically, yes, part of it is, but no.
Can you eat it, or should you eat it as a meal, or is it really a snack?
It's a snack.
Is it a snack for a certain type of the day, time of the day? Like, is it a breakfast snack or a lunch snack or an anytime snack?
Or a dessert?
No, I mean, I think this could be any snack.
Is it sweet or savory?
Both.
Oh, boy.
Kind of.
Does it involve peanut butter?
No.
That was going to be, that's what I thought it was when she first couldn't talk.
Does it involve some other kind of nut butter? No.
Does it involve marshmallow?
No. You're, like, kind of on the right track, though.
Is it more sweet or more savory? Or is it about even?
It's more sweet.
Did you say if this is carbohydrate-based?
I did not, and it is.
Okay, is it, like... A bagel with something on it?
No, but that's close.
Did you toast something?
With something on it?
Yes.
You toasted something, okay.
Is it regular flatbread or some other shape?
Not bread.
Okay. So, what, one of the elements is toast,
is Nutella,
and then you put
on
something
it?
On the toast?
Yes, Kara, and no, Joey.
Okay. And it's not Nutella, it's not nut butter, it's not marshmallow fluff. What else do people put on toast? Butter?
Nope.
Wait, have you had, side note for a second, have you ever done waffles with, instead of butter and then syrup, peanut butter and then syrup?
No, that sounds good.
No, oh, I'm allergic to peanuts, but that sounds fantastic.
Well, Jordan, I want you at some point to do that, because it is, even like on Eggo, like, you know, on like the basic store brand or whatever, peanut butter and then syrup, it just, whew.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put nut butter, not nut butter, because I don't eat nuts, sunflower seed butter on frozen waffles, and that's great. Mm. But I don't also use syrup, because I like to eat with my hands.
Mm, okay.
And syrup's just too sticky.
So you
had
have
great
a piece of
pancakes
toast
the other day. And can I tell you about the pancakes first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They had blueberries inside of them, and then strawberries on top of them. Yeah, it was great.
Is the toast the savory part and the topping is the sweet part?
Yeah.
Is this a snack that kids would eat, or would kids think this is kind of too adult and gross?
Kids would think this particular thing that I'm eating is gross, but kids could eat it.
I feel like that was a good
what
question. It did not help me at all.
You are...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna... Okay, I was gonna try to help you, but... Oh, wait.
No, we're not there yet.
You didn't... I don't think you answered whether or not it was cream cheese.
It's not cream cheese.
Okay.
What do kids think is gross?
Ooh, clotted cream?
No.
Is it cottage cheese?
No. No,
is
you're
this...
yogurt.
You're thinking way too hard about
no.
it.
Is it ice cream?
No, I didn't put ice cream on my toast.
I also don't know
why
kids
would... That sounds great.
Yeah, also kids wouldn't think that's gross. All the kids might think ice cream on toast is gross. I don't know. Can you eat the thing on top by itself? Or would you?
No.
You have to put it on something.
Yeah.
And it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe you haven't guessed the thing that it is.
Oh, it's jam and or jelly.
Yeah, it's jam.
Oh.
Okay, what kind of jam?
Do you want to guess or do you want me to tell you?
So it's a weird thing that kids don't... Is it a weird jam that kids don't like?
Yeah, it's a very weird jam.
Apricot.
No.
Strawberry rhubarb.
half correct.
Rhubarb.
Okay. Yes. And?
Boysenberry.
No.
And cabbage.
I would never guess this as part of a jam. And no, not cabbage.
Rhubarb and cabbage is what they told us to say, like, when we were, like, background people on stage and had to, like, be talking but not actually saying anything.
Peas and carrots, but rhubarb and cabbage.
Yeah, that one, too. Yeah. Rhubarb and cabbage, rhubarb and cabbage, rhubarb and cabbage.
Is the other thing that's in there, is it a fruit, or is it a vegetable, or is it something else?
Something else.
Ooh.
And it's not bacon.
Is it a nut?
No.
It's a rhubarb and something else. Is it a bean?
No.
I don't know what it could be. I'm taking swings out here.
I actually don't know what I would call this thing. Yeah, okay.
Okay, then why don't you tell us what it is?
I was looking it up to see what other people would call it.
Okay, why don't you do that and tell us what other people call it?
It's ginger.
Oh, okay. Hmm. That sounds delightful.
It was very good.
Would people call that a root?
I would call it a root, yeah.
It is, yeah.
All right.
Which I guess is technically a vegetable.
Yeah, but no one would call it. No one would be like, this is my vegetable, ginger.
I think it's usually considered a spice.
Yeah.
I guess. Cool. That sounds delicious.
It is good. Somebody stayed at our house over the weekend and left us some rhubarb ginger jam as a gift.
Nice.
Oh, I'm driving this bus. Well, good times, friends. Thanks for chewing with us, Joey. It's been a while since we had a guest. It's always nice.
Well, thank you. Is this going to be this week's episode?
Yeah.
So now this is 2 weeks in a row that I'm on your show.
Yeah. You're all over the place on Wistful Thinking.
Truly, truly.
Well, with the original concept of this, we were going to do it like as a warm-up for our regular recordings. So, theoretically, even though this isn't actually how this happened, we would have recorded with you before we recorded the other episode.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't always work out that way.
Well, thank you for having me and giving me, I guess, this coleslaw is not going to keep, so I think this might have been the last time that I was able to eat it.
Oh, good.
Before I have to toss it. So, yeah, thank you.
Same with this watermelon. Yeah.
What's next week? Do you know what next week's movie is yet or not yet?
Nope.
Cool. Well, maybe listen to the 1,000th episode of Cage Club, the podcast network, to see what's coming up this summer. There's a teaser.
Yeah, and we will be back next week with whatever we decide to do next week. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.